Welcome to the Shannon and Sierra Show. My name's Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
And our special guest today is...
Stop being so loud.
It's me. Again. I'll never leave. It's fine.
That's okay. Apparently, in our next show, you and Matt are, like, permanent, so we have to change your name.
No, we don't have to change... We don't have to change your name. You know what? I want to change my name, too. The Shannon Chronicles.
No, we're not. We're not doing that.
So, guys, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
Yep, did you know that Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be our national bird?
Yes, I did know that.
I didn't know that, no.
Well, now you know. The more you know.
Yeah, instead of the American eagle, we would have the American turkey.
Great. Would have been awesome.
So, Thanksgiving. The time for stuffing our faces.
Yep.
And stuffing turkeys.
With stuffing.
Yep.
Time to go home. Uh-huh. Even though I go home every day.
I don't.
You commuter.
I'm a commuter.
I leave Friday and I'm not coming back for a week and it's going to be great.
Exactly. I'm going to South Carolina. What are your plans?
I'm going home.
Fun stuff.
I'm going home and then, yeah.
Are you excited? You look excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am excited. No, I go home and then the weekend coming up, we're going down to Maryland to see my other family for my cousin's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just going home, Katie?
Going home, seeing my family. I can't wait. It's going to be an interesting holiday.
I'm going to South Carolina to see my family.
We learned this already.
And my cousin, who's like my best friend, Marina.
Okay.
And Kenny. But I mostly talk to Marina. And there's also Jason, but Jason doesn't.
I'm not
really
going to remember any of these names. I don't know why you're saying them. So
is this supposed to be red?
Did you turn live mic on?
I did. I pressed it.
I think we're on the air. Press it again. Did you press next?
No.
Press next.
No, you're not supposed to touch anything after you press live.
Oh. Ooh. Press it again.
No, I think we are. I think it says that.
If we're live, the audience is just hearing this.
I personally do not care.
So.
My mom's going to be disappointed.
Favorite Thanksgiving meal.
Really, she's going to be disappointed in me talking about if we're on air or not, but not that most of our other shows are just blank air.
Favorite what?
Stop yelling.
Favorite meal? Favorite food?
Food of Thanksgiving. You know what mine is?
What, Shannon? What is it, Shannon?
What?
Stuffing.
That's good. I like stuffing.
It's like little tiny squares.
Yeah, okay.
Of bread.
My favorite thing is my aunt, her name's Aunt Laura, and she would always make this, like, dip that we, for, like, dessert, you could, like, dip graham crackers in and stuff.
Yeah.
And it had, like, chocolate chips, and it was, like...
I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you? I don't know what it's called, but it's real good.
It's like a dessert dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cream cheese or something, and it's mixed with other stuff, and chocolate chips. It's all good.
So, what's your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
I hope everyone heard that. I moved the mic down so I can talk to it easily. I guess my favorite...
What do you stuff your face with?
Noodles.
Noodles?
I love noodles.
No.
For Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving.
What?
No.
Yeah, we do noodles.
Why?
Because that's something we do.
That's not a normal
thing.
Though
I also,
normal things are like mashed potatoes.
We have mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, turkey, cranberry sauce, noodles.
Where do the noodles come from?
It goes with the mashed potatoes.
No.
Yes.
That's a carb with a carb.
Wait, can you put noodles on a plate? Put mashed potatoes on top of it and then gravy. It's like, yeah, this is great.
Oh, I don't do that, but some of my family members do, yeah.
Wow, my computer's dying.
I'm sorry. 11, RIP, Shannon's computer.
I have 1 hour.
But I guess my favorite turkey thing, since noodles doesn't count, will probably be cranberry sauce.
Like, the weirdest combination that my family does at Easter is ham and pierogies.
What? Your families are weird.
Like
that. I think of that like as like Easter.
That's what I said. I said Easter.
Oh, then that's not weird. That's
you know why?
That's like religious reasons.
Oh, why? I am. That's That's fine.
Matt's showing up right now,
Roman
guys.
Catholicism, with guys.
Morgan.
Oh, Morgan's there. Welcome to the show.
Gang's all here.
You've only missed 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought
there
we
was
missed,
there's another show here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought we missed we like late. 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. You're going over there. Cool.
No, there was another show that was recording before this. So.
Here.
So. Just pass me my phone. That's my
Did
phone.
Did you know?
Did I know what?
Please tell
Lay
me.
Lay it on me.
Did you know that the national bird was going to be a turkey?
Actually, that's fake news. That's not real. I just read it the other day. That was, like, actually not true.
You know what?
You're Ben Franklin, like, wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But no, like, it wasn't almost going to be the national.
Oh,
like,
no. He just
someone,
wanted.
That would be, like, they'd be like saying, hey, do you know Marc-Andre Fleury was almost the captain of the Penguins? And that would be like me saying, like, yeah, I want it to be Marc-Andre Fleury. Like, that's one person. That doesn't, it doesn't equal that's, out.
If that was actually a thing, if that actually became the bird of our country, what would we eat for Thanksgiving? Because we wouldn't eat that.
Bald eagles.
Oh.
Well, those are already endangered. Let's not.
No.
No.
We've definitely talked about this on the show before.
The time whenever Carl kills a turkey, or he kills the bald eagle and they eat it for Thanksgiving, or they try to, but...
That's illegal.
Yeah, I know.
That's highly illegal.
It's on Shameless, but everything they do is illegal.
Oh, great.
Why do you have paper and a pen?
I don't know, but it was here when I sat down, so I grabbed the pen, I opened it up, and I ready to write on this paper, I guess.
That's so good. What's your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, like part of the Thanksgiving meal? 110% stuffing. Anyone
Me
who disagrees
too.
Is wrong.
You okay,
know
what
no. Sierra said?
What?
Noodles.
Yeah.
Who makes noodles?
My family
for
does.
Thanksgiving.
My family.
What kind of noodles? Is it just like buttered noodles or is it actually like.
I don't know. They're just noodles.
You don't know. You eat it.
Is it
yeah.
plain noodles?
No, like they put it. Yeah, I think it's buttered noodles, but we put like gravy on them.
What's gravy on noodles?
My family does.
Remind me if I ever get the chance, anyone that's listening, if I ever get the chance to have Thanksgiving dinner with Sierra's family, just look at me and say don't. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, hey, there's Morgan. Nothing wrong with my family.
Look at your hair.
No. Morgan, what's your favorite? Give her the microphone, please.
Yeah,
definitely
I can barely
the
hear
turkey.
It.
That's like the star of the show is the turkey.
You have to hold this because it's all. All
right.
It's all wonky.
Someone did something.
We don't know who.
Didn't end up good.
So, if you were to make a Thanksgiving song, what would the first chorus be?
Oh my god.
Because okay, fun story time. So,
great.
Me and my friend Grace, we were little. And I was like, hey, there's no songs for Thanksgiving. I feel discriminated against.
Why did you feel discriminated against?
Because there's like so many Christmas songs, but no Thanksgiving songs. She's like, yeah, we need to make it. Oh, that one. But like we didn't know at the time because
okay.
we were So we were like, we're making a Thanksgiving song. We spent hours coming up with these lyrics. And then we both were just too shy to sing it in front of our families. So then it never was published.
Do you still know it?
No.
Darn.
I bet she does. She's never going to ask her to sing it, so she doesn't do it.
No, it was like, I don't know. I have no idea what it was about. Talking about Grace. We did get Grace on the show. She doesn't like being on radio.
None of your guests like to be on the show except for one.
Was
that me?
Actually, two. Okay, that's a lie. There's two.
I was my first guest, and then I just stayed.
Who's my second guest?
Erin Cook.
That was my first.
Yeah, but Katie's claiming she's the first.
I was first.
Oh.
Yeah, technically she was for our audition.
This is true.
We're like, hey, Katie.
It was me.
You know Pretty Little Liars, we don't.
Yeah, 100% know it.
So.
Next topic.
Next question, please.
Thanksgiving. Well, actually, no one answered my question about what the first lyric.
Nobody
of the song.
Wants.
to do
no
it.
One wants a song about Thanksgiving.
Go see
it. I think it.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
I think. I think like.
Stuffing.
There's no really any Thanksgiving songs.
Stuffing.
Because. It is very hard to come up with a Thanksgiving song.
Not noodles. Stop.
That's my song.
Is that what it starts out with? Just whispering, just really like close to the mic, just stop.
I feel like next semester we should make this an AM. What's that thing called? You know, whenever
where
like,
we are.
Whenever they're really close to the mic and they're like.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think we should do that.
I disagree. It's gonna be a no for me, Shannon.
Okay.
It's like Thanksgiving time is.
No, it's not good.
Happiness and thankfulness.
No, you're just like
fun
singing a Christmas song, but with Thanksgiving words.
That.
No.
Families call their favorite time of year.
No, it's
that's
not.
Charlie Brown.
I love Charlie Brown.
That's Charlie Brown Christmas.
The Great Pumpkin. Can that just be my role in the show now? Can I just go to Whisper full time? Just. Hey Sierra, how we doing today?
I'm just watching them.
Shout out to Ian Kist. I'm gonna miss the sweater vest. I really am.
Is he not
am.
Going on Sports Talk next semester?
I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny that.
This is Sam Anthony's last Sports Talk. It's sad. Here. I know Sierra's really good at being because she loves sports so much.
I'm so upset. I could cry right here. No, I actually no. I will miss Sam. I will miss him.
The wrong name.
I did. I was going to say a wrong person. I'm like, no, it's Sam. I actually will miss him. He's very nice.
Yeah, Sam's the best. Okay. Next topic. Philosophical questions.
Oh, my gosh. We did that. I wasn't even here, and you did that last week.
You could listen to it on episode 6.
I don't know. You wanted to name this one, like, 34 or something.
32.
Because it's just a joke now. Okay,
Katie. Ask your question. What?
Katie.
It me, what?
Hi.
Hi? What's happening?
So, what is your favorite season?
Winter.
Oh, we already did this.
What?
How's this philosophical?
No, I was joking. We're not doing philosophical questions.
We should.
That was terrible.
It was.
Why was it terrible?
Well, what would always get me is Katie's answer to everything is negative. So, aww, like, we'd be like,
Katie,
I said this week I'm gonna
make
it happier.
Question,
try.
And she would find it a negative answer. So it was just fun.
They asked me
literally every time after we'd be like, Katie.
Okay, yeah. So we were like, hey,
it
what's
bad.
We were like, hey, what's like your heaven? Like what?
Dogs.
Like, what? I said I wasn't
everywhere.
Religious.
Dogs all like, over. Everywhere, everything is dogs.
So
dogs are
dogs.
You'd be really good friends with my brother, then.
You know
he loves dogs.
Like I said, like the Beatles all having a crush
yeah.
on me. You know what Katie said?
Oh,
there
no.
isn't a heaven.
Katie,
that's what we did.
Katie, no, Katie, no, Katie. This is what will make you happy, not what real place.
What's your favorite thing?
Favorite things for people?
And people. Like, just your favorite.
What do you like?
Oh,
to
my favorite
play?
Things.
The Beatles and everything.
Okay, so my
you
favorite
know.
Things and my favorite people.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That would be your heaven.
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer this now? Because
yeah.
last week wasn't happy.
You're happy today, Katie. You promised.
My dog. I like my dog. My dog's lovely.
My dog's lovely.
Probably my dad. And what are you doing? just my dog and my dad. Those are my favorite things. My mom's gonna get real upset that I didn't name her. Like, Mom, it's fine.
Well, you can say that she's still alive. I'm so sorry. That went really dark.
Don't yeah, worry. We're a happy show tonight.
I'm so sorry, Katie.
It's fine. Jesus Christ. It was a fact.
So I was gonna bring my records today. but I forgot.
Do you even know how to work this?
Yeah, Malik showed me.
Oh, wait, I thought Malik didn't know how to use it.
He figured it out.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 months ago, and then he was like, I need to show you this. What's your question?
No, someone give us a question.
Oh. Matt, you want to find some questions?
It's a no from me.
I don't have my
laptop. I'm Googling.
Just Googled questions.
just questions.
I'm literally gonna get the most random questions ever.
Isn't that the best?
Aliens with a question mark.
Like, you know, you should ask. You should be like Google. Ask me a question.
Oh.
No.
Cortana. Isn't that the one for Windows? Isn't it Cortana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause it's Xbox. They're
stupid questions.
Friends with Xbox and Xbox. Because
you just typed in questions.
Halo.
Do you want deep conversation questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're deep people, apparently.
Not really. You know, I'm going to do funny questions.
Okay.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
Yeah. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Patrick, mayonnaise is not an instrument.
What is the funniest name you've actually heard used in the real world?
Like a
yes. Real name or a nickname?
I don't know, I guess. Do you?
Shalitza.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds wrong.
Sorry, that was the name.
So, Cinnamon. That's a funny name.
That's because that's your nickname.
It was my nickname, but it wasn't the stripper.
Oh my god. Are we even allowed to say that?
Yes, that's not part of the seven words. Mark Madden does it all the time, and he's on radio.
Mark Madden's also Mark Madden.
Okay, you guys answer.
I don't think it's the funniest name, but it's I have only heard this name one time, and it was Narnia. This girl's name was Narnia.
The other day, I gave Wendy's the name Clyde, so like I've used that in real life, but I think that's a pretty funny name.
Clyde. Oh, Art.
Art?
Art Garfunkel.
Well, that can be short for Arthur, though.
We're going to look it up.
It is.
Or Artemis. You can be like Artie.
I don't know. I just... Simon and Garfunkel. You ever heard of those people?
Yes, I have. I have. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
December 8th is a national thing, a national day. What day do you think it is?
Well, it's not Flag Day because
oh, it's
St.
Nicholas's birthday.
No.
Oh man.
It's not something you would think of.
National Cotton Candy Day.
Nope.
When's Flag Day? Can you look that up for me, Shannon?
December 8th is pretend to be a time traveler day.
His full name is Arthur Ira Garfunkel.
Yeah, December 8th is pretend to be a time traveler day.
Awesome. You know, my junior year in high school, I just had a calendar. And in study hall, my friend looked up the international days and just wrote on all of the days what it was.
December 29th is unfinished business day.
Okay.
So you can be a ghost that day.
What? Okay, next question.
All right, next question. If you were to get close to the mic, if your 5-year-old self suddenly found themselves inhabiting your current body, which we are 18, 19, mm-hmm. What would your 5-year-old self do first?
Probably make friends. I was a very outgoing, friendly person when I was a kid.
I don't remember what I was like when I was 5.
When I was 5, I would always throw blocks and go outside and eat dirt. I'm that kid. It was me, guys.
No, like, what would you do?
I'd probably cry because I can't find my parents.
When you're 19 in a 5-year-old's body?
Oh, I thought you meant a 5-year-old in a 19-year-old's body.
No.
You asked that question so wrong, then.
So we're 19 in a 5-year-old's body?
Yes.
I would nap.
Okay.
I would nap.
I would take advantage of every nap time that was ever given to me, ever.
When I was a kid, during nap time, I never napped.
Neither did I.
So I would probably nap.
No, I probably would just walk around and be like, wow, it's really
everything's
really
so
short.
Big.
Really short now. Can't carry my book bag. How am I going to get places? I can't drive a car.
be mine. I'd be like, I want to be 18 again.
Okay, next one. Did you guys answer?
Yeah, napping.
Yeah.
Everyone's napping. Did you know on my birthday, it's evaluate your life day on my birthday?
Stop naming.
What day is it for my birthday?
I don't know.
First, you need to know my birthday. It's June 7th.
Do I have that one? I probably don't. Give me a moment.
Well, it's sad. Who just sent me something? I just pass my phone around and you guys look at this picture of my little brother? My little brother, Sean. That's my little brother. He's taller than me, so.
What is something?
He's taller than you?
Yeah, he's taller than me.
He looks very young.
He's not. Well, he is.
What
he's
is 13. Something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Trying to lick their elbow.
No.
He tries to lick their elbow.
You do look stupid doing that. Pass me back my phone now.
I'm not trying, though.
He looks like he's 12.
He's 13.
Hey, it was close.
One thing in name.
Yes. Just yes.
What do you think?
The past week, I've just been going around doing this, and it's so stupid. Why do I do this?
Because you just love it so much.
You said June 1st, yeah. Right?
That's the dumbest. I used to work at a pool as a lifeguard, and I used to literally sit kids out of the pool.
Did you see that video of me? I usually don't dab. But
June 1st, right?
What?
June 1st, right?
Nope, June 7th.
June 7th?
Yep.
Okay, give me a moment. There's, oh my gosh, that's not what I wanted. June 7th. Okay, so you have 3 on your birthday.
Yay.
National Boom Day.
Boom.
B-O-O-N-E. And then it's National Disappear Ad. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
No one cares.
I do.
And then National VCR Day.
Oh, great. I love all 3 of those. It's great. Can you get that? Would you also like to see a picture of my older
June
brother?
June 8th, no. National Name Your Poison Day.
I would not. I didn't want to see the first one, but I didn't have an option.
My brother Justin just sent me pictures of my family, so now I have them on my phone. I think you all should explain.
June 9th
is
National.
What is the funniest joke you know by heart?
June 9th is.
I don't know jokes.
Hey, what's under there?
Donald Duck Day.
What's on my birthday?
What's your birthday?
No one answered the
November
question.
November 14th, 1998.
It's today.
Okay, ready? Three.
Oh, no, I didn't want this. One. Damn right, I've got
happy
the blues.
Happy birthday to you.
Sierra, damn
happy
right, I've got the blues.
Happy birthday to you.
Sierra, say the script.
Happy
damn right, I've got the blues.
Dear Matt, happy birthday to you.
Damn right, I have got the blues.
You're the one that mentioned it was your birthday, so.
Okay.
I will never forget you saying that. It'll, like, forever be something I can actually hear in my head.
Damn.
Like, I'll never stop knowing what Shannon's voice sounds like,
because
that'll be stuck in my head.
Just on your
deathbed.
I'm glad.
I remember Shannon.
Damn right I got the blues.
Damn right I'm clinically depressed.
Oh, no.
This is a happy episode. Oh. No sadness.
For today, for your birthday, it's National Pickle Day.
Hey, what's April 14th?
Yes!
And National Spicy Guacamole Day.
I want to see
what
is my birthday.
Okay,
what's
my
birthday?
Will you ask another question, please?
What a good friend. April 14th.
You never told me.
Hey, what kind of cult would you like to start?
This is not a happy question.
Excuse me. There's already a cult in Century. It's called SCK.
Okay. Hang on. So we're going to play a game real quick where you have to think of a product. What would be the absolute
worst?
It's
National Dolphin Day for
is
your birthday.
It? National is it really?
Ex-spouse Day.
You're kidding.
National
no
Pan-American
way.
Day. National
Let's
Pecan
celebrate.
Day. National Reach as High as
Party.
You Can Day. For your birthday,
okay.
Shannon.
Yay. Great.
She asked me, Matt.
I'm still, we'll still be celebrating because I feel like it's going to be somewhere in between finals week.
What would be the, okay, no, wait.
Okay.
If all the right. states okay. in the United mm-hmm. States were represented by their food, what food would each state be represented by?
Pierogies.
For what?
Pennsylvania.
Just pierogies.
Pennsylvania is pierogies.
Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry. That's Pittsburgh.
We completely forget Philadelphia is ever a part of our state. They could get chopped off and no one would ever even know.
Would anyone really care?
No, I think they want to be their own state.
Doesn't love pierogi.
Malik, I think.
When's it pierogi night in the CAF? Because I kind of want to go check if it's pierogi night.
It's not.
It's probably gonna happen.
Oh, it's mac and cheese night in Romo's
yep.
or
Romo's? Like near Easter time, probably.
What?
Can we go get mac and cheese after this?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to get mac and cheese.
Like I literally have a sandwich right here. I'm just like, yeah, let's get mac and cheese.
If you're not gonna eat that sandwich, give it to me. I will eat that sandwich.
You just ate my chips.
You're not wrong, but I will also eat your sandwich.
He took it away from me.
What's the best type of cheese? Hands down, pepper jack.
Parmesan.
Mozzarella.
Provolone.
I feel like mozzarella and parmesan are like the same thing.
No, not even close. Mozzarella is really good, though. I will go with mozzarella. No eating in the studio, ma'am.
We've said this multiple times.
No eating. He just ate an entire bag.
Okay, Katie,
chips.
We're not talking about that now. Now we're talking about the fact that Sierra is breaking the rules and eating
Sierra,
in the studio.
Sierra, how dare you eat in the
How thing? Dare you, Sierra?
Damn right Sierra's got the blues.
Damn right.
Can we just make that a whore, like, can we make that a joke now? Just damn
no,
right I've got
no,
the blues.
No, I don't want the guy to think that we're making fun of his show, but
we're not,
not
making
we're
fun
not.
Of his show. We're giving him advertising. There's also a show here on RMU Radio.
Done.
I always mispronounce his name, so his last name don't like Luis something.
Luisy.
Luis. The West.
I don't know.
It's like Luisi or something like that.
What is it?
It's a chicken club with mayonnaise. Mayo.
No red peppers.
Mayonnaise.
No red peppers.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
No.
Mayonnaise, I got the blues. Oh.
Damn right I've got mayonnaise.
I'm trying to think of. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
No.
It's sandwich between.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, because. No.
Yes.
No. It's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
Yes.
If you go to Sheetz, are hot dogs under the sandwich section?
I don't know.
No,
I don't
because
Sheetz.
Hot dogs are good enough, they have their own category.
Hot dogs aren't that good.
I'm offended.
You give me a pick between a hot dog and a hamburger, I'm probably going to pick the hot dog.
Yeah, so
will
I.
The guest.
But.
That was a disappointment. Who doesn't like hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
I like hot dogs. They're just not that good.
That doesn't, you know, like ketchup, relish, mustard.
What is happening? Are you just naming condiments?
Onions. And then you put them
and
on
cheese.
Your...
cheese. You can put cheese
ooh,
on
cheese?
And sauerkraut.
Half the
oh
things you
gosh.
Just named
okay.
are disgusting.
Viewers. Viewers.
Or bacon.
So.
Listeners.
No one.
Viewer.
Listeners.
Listeners. So, here's what you do to make the best. This is
okay.
my this is my favorite food of all time.
Okay.
I love mac and cheese, and I love a crescent dog with cheese.
I don't
yes.
know what that is.
Yes. You know what you do? I don't really know what you do. But, go eat it.
Okay, now what's your favorite food? Because mm-hmm. she just said
oh
that. What's
my
your
gosh.
Favorite food? Mine's Alfredo.
Oh, didn't we answer this? Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
No, we answered the one where, like, if you were going to be executed.
Yeah.
And it was your last meal.
I
think
I said mac and cheese there, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You said mac and cheese and, like, chicken fingers, I think.
No.
No? Okay, never mind. It was something like that. But I would have, oh, my gosh. My favorite is literally just anything that has, like, noodles and sauce on it. It's like Alfredo, ziti, just regular pasta.
Okay, funny story.
Oh,
I went to Semi, and we went to Eaton Park afterwards. You know that little Eaton Park near
yeah.
the school? We went there. And
I've been there twice.
So so bad.
It's okay. And I don't, wait, no, this wasn't that time. But one time in Eaton Park, I was like, hey, can I have baked Zeddy? He was like, that's not what it's, I'm like, tomato, tomato, buddy. He was like, no. Oh
my God. That's kind of rude. Every time I mispronounce something, the waiter or waitress helped me pronounce it correctly. Because I can't pronounce words.
It was like 3 a.m. He didn't care.
Why were you out till 3 a.m?
Semi.
I went to dances like that.
I was home at 10 o'clock.
No, I went home like at midnight.
No, but we like went to go
ours
eat.
Ours always, like, our dances would end. Isn't the curfew like 11 for a Cinderella license?
Yes.
Ours would like end at like 10:30 or something.
That was not how mine ended.
Back.
Yeah, ours ended at 10:30, so no one can get in trouble.
Moon is.
Ours always ended at 11.
Really? Yeah. Our prom this year ended at 11.
Moon?
They just told everyone.
12. What?
Yeah, Moon's crazy.
No one's allowed to drive if they're underage.
I don't know. I don't know how that worked. Yeah, I just know I was tired.
No sense.
Oh, well, actually, if you're. Okay, there's a junior prom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left at 12 because I was tired, and it was a Friday, and we had to go to school that day, which was stupid. But then it kept going. It was the after prom until 4 a.m., and then kids left at 4 a.m., so how do you explain that? Yeah. I love the awkward silence whenever I answer a question.
Wait, when you said you had to go to school, did you have the dance before Friday, or was it you
had on Friday? We had to go to if we didn't go to school that day, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to go to the dance.
Oh, yeah, that was ours too. But we were allowed to leave early to get ready.
Yeah.
Yes, at 11.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mom was like, 12. My mom was like,
mine was 11.
My mom was like, hey, your hair appointment's not until 12. Stay in school. I was like, whatever, because I didn't have a car. So then I went, and then we went to the hair salon, got my hair all did, and then yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna miss prom.
There is a homecoming every year here. People say it's lame.
I went to home.
No, it's not lame. There's so many people in there. People are making it out like there's no one goes there. It's like packed.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Might go next year.
So many people go.
It was fun.
I just love getting dressed up. That's honestly, and I love my dance moves. My dance moves are amazing.
Yes, I've had like the best dates ever.
Best dates?
For like. So
oh, me and my guy friend awkwardly danced.
That's nice.
Nice.
My one date is like, okay, we all think he's gay, but like he's not. Do you guys like know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but so he's like one of my best friends. So we went together, and he went to like drop. So you know, like whenever like he was
yeah.
standing, like he dropped. He went to do that in his dress pants, and it like. Split down the middle.
Aww.
It was so no, don't on him. He's stupid, but it was so funny. But like those are the days I take the dances. So.
She said that, and you looked at me. I was gonna fight you. Anyways, what? Continue.
Toilet paper over or under?
It's still a very funny story.
Okay, tell your story.
No, I'm not.
What are you telling?
It's about somebody we know.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I'm friends with them.
Toilet paper over or under?
I don't know what that means.
How you like how you put on the roll?
Is it a
to
water?
It's how whoever puts it on.
Yeah, like over. I don't like pay attention.
That was a dumb question, Shannon.
I think Matt's not participating in this. Is cereal soup?
No.
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 Soups are not cold.
Actually. There are cold soups.
Why would you do that?
It's like a fruit soup.
What? It's not a soup.
I would like to download this podcast and make that my music. It's like a fruit soup. You said that so weird and so soft.
I ran out of questions.
How do you run out of questions? Just Google more.
No. Which one?
Shannon, why don't you close any of your freaking tabs?
I don't know. I am one of those people. Thank you very much, Morgan.
That was a delayed reaction.
That was a real slow.
These are stupid. Someone.
Look up funny questions.
Funny questions. We're looking them up because we can.
Wow. Great
that
stuff.
That was a great question.
Maybe if someone would participate.
How much time is left in the show?
We still have a little good while.
Like how long?
Like half an hour.
Hey, can you cry underwater?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Cry underwater? I don't know. I never tried.
I'm sure you can.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's possible.
Why don't birds fall off trees when they sleep?
Balance?
Because they're in a nest.
Yeah.
I don't know. These are stupid.
Well,
did you even type in funny?
I did. Funny questions, and then it's this Pinterest thing.
Don't go to Pinterest for that.
This is the best show we've had so
this
far.
This is just like a half hour of just awkward silence and cringe.
Someone would say something, but I feel like Can you daydream at night? These are just...
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You're asking the dumbest questions I think I've ever heard right now.
These are, like, jokes. When atheists go to court, do they swear on the Bible?
Stop. I mean, yeah, it probably just means nothing to them.
Okay.
If we're gonna be serious about this, I'm gonna... But yes, they have to. The Bible means, like, has nothing to do with
the
court system.
The fact that it's that, and they're just trying to get out of court. But then again, why do they have to pray? Well, why do they have to swear on the Bible? Like, why is that in the court system?
It's, like, also on our money, this isn't God we trust. It's just, like, you wouldn't, like, it's like saying, oh, I'm going to be honest because you wouldn't want to lie to God.
Found a
yes.
question.
What's your question?
What will break the internet?
Oh my god.
Millennials.
Okay. Question. Question. Are we millennials?
Technically no.
Technically no, but we.
I mean yes, but no.
Associate more with the millennials.
Because I was like, I'm a millennial, and my brother was like, no, you're not.
Technically, you're not. No, well, we aren't. But
we're like Generation Z or something. Apparently the greatest generation ever.
We're the what?
We're the greatest generation ever.
The greatest?
Greatest.
Or a part of the greatest.
We are the greatest.
Fun fact, we're also the gayest.
I love you. That was awesome.
Okay.
That was awesome.
It was true.
Okay, I have a question. What is something that's really popular now, but in 5 years everyone would look back on it and be embarrassed by it?
Dabbing.
Not fidget spinners?
Oh,
not really embarrassed.
Not really, no.
Oh, whipping?
That's like a silly band thing. Like, I don't look back and think, like, oh, that's stupid for wearing silly bands.
Silly bands were the greatest.
Exactly. I still have friends that wear silly bands.
Are they, like, 13?
No.
In 40 years,
sure?
What will people be nostalgic for?
Nostalgic?
Yeah.
In 40
the
music.
Years.
I'm going to say selfies.
I think selfies.
They're still gonna be around. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you can't do it when you're. Like
I mean, you can.
Well, they just did that new thing with the new iPhone where you can literally say selfie and then it'll take a picture of you.
Selfie, 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 selfie.
So I think selfies are just.
I don't like selfies.
I think we'll be nostalgic about college.
I do not.
We'll think back and be like, whoa, college. That was
what is the weirdest thing?
No.
4 years of my life.
What is the weirdest thing you have seen in someone else's home?
Oh.
I know she's not going to listen to this because I haven't talked to her in years. I went to spend the night at my friend's house, and up on her stairwell were nothing but like those porcelain dolls.
Ah, I love porcelain dolls.
I'm not surprised.
She collects, or she
about me?
Collecting.
Yeah, about any of that. I'm not. One, that Sierra's friend so much. Had that, and then two, that Katie has that. I'm
you
not
guys,
surprised.
I told this last week. I collected them.
I'm not here. I was not here.
Well, I don't think I was here either. Yeah, definitely. I was definitely here.
You were 100% here.
I mean, I have some porcelain dolls too, but that's because my aunt doesn't know what I like, so she buys me those.
No, if I just collect them.
They're in my closet hiding because I'm freaked out by them.
They're not scary.
Yes, they
yeah,
are.
They're
yes,
not.
They yeah, they are.
Have you ever watched Annabelle?
Nope.
No.
Don't care to.
Okay, hey. You know,
that's why.
That's
no,
why. If you
know,
watch Annabelle,
you know,
be afraid for
but the thing is that yeah. I think it would have been creepier if they actually made her the Raggedy Ann doll.
That's true.
Hey. The Raggedy Ann doll gave me nightmares. Gave me nightmares. I don't know why.
You want to know what gave me nightmares? Finding Nemo.
Why?
I don't know. I was just scared of that movie.
Just keep swimming. Just
no,
keep
it's weird.
Swimming,
stop
swimming,
that.
Swimming, swimming. Look
anyways, it. I have a question.
Yeah.
What would you change your name to if you had to, and why?
I had to.
I'm keeping it.
You can't
it's
keep
your
name. It's
not a decision.
I guess I would change my name to Lydia.
Why?
I think it's a pretty name. Hmm.
That makes one of us.
I have a friend named Lydia.
I never met a Lydia.
I feel sorry for her.
It's a great name.
Not according to Matt.
By whose standards is it great?
Mine.
Those are not my standards, that's for sure.
What would you change your name to, Matt?
I would change my name to Matt from Matthew. Tell me it doesn't count.
No, I can actually change my name to Kira and just keep how my name is spelling, just pronounce it Kira.
Why?
So people, because that's what people call me anyway.
Kira.
Nah, I like when people call you, I like when professors call you Ciara.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm just like,
when
I think
that. She did that in her design.
When I was younger, I wanted to change my name to Francis because I didn't like my name. Why that name?
Francis.
Yeah, don't know why, but I liked that name. I hate it now, but yeah.
It's like an old lady name.
Francis.
No offense to
cool.
Your old. Thoughts.
If
my
you're
old
arrested
thoughts.
With no explanation,
hey, I didn't say what I thought.
Will your friends and family assume
hey,
you had done?
Hey, I would change
hey.
My name
to
Olivia.
Olivia.
That's my cousin's middle name.
I also know an Olivia. She's awesome.
Wow. What was the question again? Because I wasn't paying attention.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what will your friends and family assume you have done? Wait, what?
Shoplifting?
Shoplifting.
Because I did not hear you at all, Morgan. So I was
like,
That
was like the first thing. I was like, oh, shoplifting. That's all I do is shop.
But then you said it really quiet.
I'm going to actually really think about this because last week mine was really bad.
Yours was funny. She goes, murder.
Like, everyone's just like, shoplifting. I'm like, murder. There you go.
Katie,
no.
That's okay. That's probably be mine, actually. I probably would have, I probably
like,
murder somebody.
Yeah, worst crime. But no, I don't want.
I said jaywalking.
I
think we can all agree who really deserves that life sentence if I'm a jaywalker.
What is the worst roommate or guest house guest story?
What?
Oh,
what?
I have so many.
Wait, what's
I
the question?
Can't say any of them.
What is the worst
Morgan,
roommate
they're about
or
your current roommate.
House guest story?
said Morgan,
this
about
wasn't
your current
this
roommate.
Wasn't my house guest, but it was my brother's house guest. He threw up everywhere at our house. He threw up all over the living room.
I've done that before.
And my mom's like, well, that's one way to make a definite friend now.
So my brother, he was in the Navy for 5 years, and he got on leave, and so did this kid. And I was 12 maybe when he came home, and I went into the guest bedroom, and this kid was sleeping. And I, like, didn't know that he was there. So it was just a little surprising.
I've done that before. Like, with my friends, like, in my family. That's what I'm saying. Like, back in high school, everyone literally loved my mom. So everyone, there's people that would come over
oh
just to be with my mom.
I cannot wait until the day he does that and the glass just shatters. And, like, he's just in the radio room and we are covered in glass.
Okay, you were telling a story.
Just, no, I can't pick one because, like, everyone loved my mom, and sometimes people would be like, hey, can I come over? Is your mom there? And I'm like.
So was this like Stacy's mom?
No, it's not like that. It's like my mom is like very loving to literally, like, if she were to come in here and meet all of you, she would hug every single one of you.
My mom's the same way.
And I kind of want to meet Morgan's mom.
Oh, we're literally the same person. But, so like, oh, I can't even pick. That's what my answer is. I can't pick. There's so many people in my house and do weird. I can't pick.
Sierra and my mom. Are we pretty this much the same person?
I see your mom's nicer.
My mom is my
gosh. No offense, Shannon.
You have to, like, get to know my mom.
I know. I only met her once, and she gave me pizza.
Yeah. She was like, how's college?
How nice.
She also got me dessert, so.
Where?
She bought me Klondike. She gave me a Klondike bar.
That's because we don't eat, like, we, like, buy ice cream, but then we don't eat it.
What secret conspiracy would you like to start?
None.
That SCJ is actually a cult.
That's fact.
Yeah, that's
fact. That is facts.
I have a question.
Yes.
Ask it, and I swear if it makes me sad, I'm gonna mute your mic
it's
for the rest of the show.
One. It's not a sad one. What are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults?
Oh, I can think of a lot.
Go ahead.
I don't want to let him. I don't want to let him go.
You have a big heart.
No.
And it's cold.
Instead of saying, like, you're not saying you're pretty, I bet you have a big heart.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's going to sound awful, but it's like you're trying to imply that the person isn't pretty, but you're saying that inside they're pretty, but not outside they're not pretty.
It's like, oh, I see you're wearing makeup today.
It's me, guys.
But Katie, you're beautiful every day.
Yeah, you. Yeah. I can't do eyeliner.
My makeup's
eyeliner.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
I had to do a girl's makeup in high school for a video. Like, it was a test, and, like, we had three guys and three girls, and the guys did the girl's makeup, and I won the competition. Like, it wasn't anything, like, spectacular. Like, I was up against two other dudes, but it was just, it just kind of worked out.
Person you could ever meet.
Yes.
She's just so bubbly.
She's like, have a great weekend. I have to go.
All right. I have another question.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Hit me up with your question.
What is the craziest thing one of your teachers has done in high school or here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I only have one for
probably
elementary.
Probably whenever I was, it's here, but I asked one of my professors a question on how she got the answer. And I said, wouldn't you just do it this way? And she just said no and leaned her head up against a wall.
I was in that class. So.
I was like, well, why not? And she was just like, that's just not the way you do it. Just head on the wall. It was just.
I only have one from elementary school.
All right. Tell it.
I was in choir, so I didn't get to go to the like special class work. Every Friday, they would do a different activity.
Oh, okay.
But since I had choir at the same time, I didn't go to it. But my choir teacher, he wasn't there for one day, so I had to actually go to class. And
had to actually go to class.
I know, it was so upsetting. The kids in my class were just misbehaving so much that the teacher started cussing us out, threw stuff across the room. And I'm like, how are you still a teacher? Because I saw him, like, at graduation, and he's still a teacher. And I'm just like.
Sorry, one
Can
second.
I go?
One second. I got one real
you're
quick.
Good. You're
good. In my sophomore year, I think, there was a teacher. She was an English teacher, and she tackled a student because he asked a question.
Nice.
So.
Hey, can you tackle me?
No, wasn't the question. It was like an English-related question. She was like,
"Wait, did he get a what? Was it like a bad question or was
no,
it a good
it was
question?"
No, it was just a normal question. She tackled him because she didn't like it.
Okay. We had like a lot of funny teachers, but this one, she like moved into the elementary. Like she started at the high school, went to elementary for a couple of years, and then came back up to the high school. There's two stories. One was in elementary school, like her first year down there, mm-hmm. for the lunch, like our lunches were fifth and sixth grade together. She went around, it was Halloween, she dressed up in a fairy costume and she went around tapping every single person on the head with a wand and she was throwing out glitter. And the second, do you guys do Battle of the Classes?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, so like you know what that is?
Battle of the Books.
Battle of the Classes is. We do ours, like, the week of homecoming, and it's, like, throughout the whole week you play games, mm-hmm. and, like, the groups are, like, go by grades. And then on the last day, there's, like, obstacle course things you have to do, like, between the groups. And the same teacher did one where, like, she had to, like, spin her, like, do the one where, like, you spin around with a bat.
Yeah.
Like, run to the end and come back. When she was coming back, she tripped and fell and broke her arm, and I have it all on video.
Oh, okay, I have another.
Have one?
I have another one.
Well, the craziest thing?
Yeah, craziest or funniest, doesn't matter.
It's not, it's sad, what I have.
No.
No, that's not crazy. We made a teacher funny. Cry.
That's not crazy or funny.
I didn't do it, though.
You do?
Crazy or funny? Funny story? Not really about teachers, but like.
Oh gosh,
and
I'm in the whole freaking
question. So it was Earth Day in first grade,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, draw this thing, and like draw a poster for something something. I was like, okay,
something so something something.
I was like really involved with daycare and really liked it, and I was drawing the two people digging a hole for like a tree or whatever. And I was like, I miss daycare. I'm gonna include, because I don't care. I'm gonna include Deanie, which was the babysitter's name, Isabella, and Elizabeth. You know what the initials of that are? And I just put the initials because I couldn't spell them. It was Die. So Die was above the people digging a hole. There was no tree. They were just sweating, digging a hole, and it looked like they were going to their graves. So then I got called into the counseling office, and they're like, what is this?
Oh, my
God. I was like, what do you mean? This is, I'm like, that's, I'm like, that's the initial for Deanie, that's the initial for Isabella, and that's the initial for Elizabeth. And they're like, oh. I'm like, they're just digging a hole. I don't understand. And they're like, do you know what this means?
Oh,
this,
my God.
This initial? And I'm like, no. And they're like, Die. And I was like, oh.
Do you have one, Matt?
One what?
Story about
Nope. Just
story about
what? Nope. Ignore him now.
Okay. Rude.
Like the craziest teacher story.
I already told it.
Oh yeah,
went
you
first.
Did. Forgot. So memorable. Anyways, next question.
And that's my fault. Okay.
What is the dumbest way
Note
you've been
taking.
Injured?
This pen and paper is coming in handy.
Are you catching the plague?
Okay.
Yep.
Did you hear the question?
Yes.
No!
I have never injured myself.
Okay,
so.
What is the dumbest way you've been injured? He just wrote Katie.
I told you,
me.
Note taken.
I I was walking down the hall in sixth grade.
Of course.
And I was just on my phone and my little flip phone because it was 2010 and the school was like all moldy and it was old. It was like from 1921.
Fun.
So I fell.
How do I enroll?
So, but they redid it. And I Duh. Fell. And my knuckles went like this. And
no one on the radio
and
can see
well, it went
it's just this.
It went face down into like the into the floor with my thumb and it was like a weird way. And beneath the carpet was concrete. So I broke my thumb, my pointed finger, and my middle finger. Wow. And yeah, that's like the only bone I've actually broken. Well, my computer died. Okay.
All right. So I have a couple stories.
Oh God.
Only two.
So when I what? Only two? All right. When I was like,
we're limited.
When I was like five or six, me and my two older brothers, two of them. Sorry. We're playing on the hill next to our yard, and my older brother Justin, he wanted to sit on me and Kyle in as a throne. So I'm like, okay, sure, this is fine. And we got down on the ground, and he like tripped or something, and like I ended up rolling down the hill and I broke my ring finger.
Don't fingers, okay. Fingers are the worst to break.
Okay, and then right after that we went to Darien Lake and it was just, I had a brace on, it was terrible. yeah, and then in, what was it, 8th grade, going to English class, I was like the first one, no, one of the first ones, I waved to my friend and I tripped over air and fractured my ankle.
I trip over air all the time, but I've never fractured anything.
Yep. Talent.
I tore my ankle and that was terrible.
Like, I've had a lot of cast, but I, like, that's, like, these three are, like, the only one I've ever broken.
Wait, can I just tell another story, Sierra? Sure. I didn't really injure myself.
It's okay. We
but
have
something happened.
We have a lot of time.
No, we have, like, 4 minutes.
Bye. So I had, like, sprained my wrist multiple times when I was younger because, you know, I'm stupid. And I went to the doctors because one time it didn't go away, the pain. So I went to a specialist, and they found out that I had shortened ulna bones, which is a rare thing, which is this bone is shortened, so it doesn't go to the full thing, and if I break it, I have to get metal in my arm.
Oh my god, you got so metal you in your arm?
No, I didn't break it yet. But there is a high possibility if I do anything dangerous that I'll get metal in my arm.
Hey guys, guess what? I got Botox. I got Botox.
What?
In my leg.
I was gonna say, I'm like,
what? Matt, so you didn't, like, answer the question.
You know how?
What was it?
What is the dumbest way you've been injured?
Dumbest way I've been injured? I've been injured a lot through hockey. So we go with that one. Like, I have a long list of injuries.
All right.
Yeah.
I would say that one.
All right.
I mean, okay, I never injured, like, I didn't really injure myself, but I have given myself a bloody nose and a bloody lip from flag twirling.
Okay.
Flag twirling.
I threw it in the air, and it came back and whacked me in the face.
All right.
No, those are all of my
I have another question lined up.
Wait, Morgan didn't answer.
Morgan didn't answer? I thought she did. Oh, no, you didn't go. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, everybody.
I injured myself in cheerleading and gymnastics, so I don't have a dumb way. I just wanted to put my input in.
Oh, all right. Cool. What ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing?
Oh, my God. I'm the most
gullible. Oh, my gosh. So I was coming back.
Okay.
I was coming back from government club with my friend Brendan.
That's mistake number one. Actually, one and two. One being friends with a kid named Brendan. Two, joining government club.
I only did it for like 2 weeks, though, because it was at the Swickley Y, and that's like far.
I guess.
I was in that. Youth and government, yeah.
From Quaker Valley?
No, mine was from my school, but it was the same program.
I would have seen you then last year.
Right.
I went to that thing.
Continue.
But anyway, so I was with him, and he was driving me home. And he was like, hey, did you know that if there is, like, a white line over the stop sign, then it's optional? I was like, no. And then he was like, ha, 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 I'm joking.
Was it that dry that you just did that?
No, like, he was laughing really hard.
Okay.
Like, I laugh when I want to laugh.
Great. Anything?
What are you how gullible are you?
I'm very gullible.
I'm on the other side of the fence.
Oh,
I've convinced a lot of people of a lot of stupid stuff.
That's my brother as well.
Like, one, I convinced people that instead of being Matthew, my birth name was Matt. I managed to, senior year of high school, so last year, I managed to convince an entire lunch table full of freshmen that I was two people.
Yeah, the
twins. I convinced them that I had a twin. I told them that my name was Matt, and I did the video stuff, and I was something else. And then I told him that the other brother was named, I think it was Chris. I was like, it was some stupid made-up name. And I said, and he plays hockey. He was like, oh, no way. And I was like, yeah, like, that's my brother. It was really, like, that was just really stupid stuff that I would convince people of.
My brother convinced the
Woodser. Oh, no, by far the dumbest thing I've ever convinced anyone.
I convinced a kid in like the seventh grade that peanut butter is just mayonnaise that gets mixed with cat saliva. And I told him to read the ingredients on his peanut butter, and he would believe me. He came in the next day, and he obviously did not read the ingredients on his peanut butter because he was like, dude, I did what you told me to. That's disgusting. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been eating peanut butter. I was like, ah, you're an idiot. And then that's pretty much the moral. So that was the stupidest thing I have ever convinced anyone.
My brother convinced the whole entire musical cast and a whole bunch of freshmen that he was Jewish. That he converted to be Jewish. And then they would come up to me and ask me, Sierra, are you Jewish? I'm like, no. And they're like, then how come Garrett's Jewish? I'm like, he converted.
Okay, Morgan.
I plead the fifth.
All right, guys, this is the end of the show.
Whoa, welcome. What are we doing?
Thank
here?
You
why
for
we,
the ending. This is the end of the Shannon and Sierra show.
Real slow.
Goodbye.
Wait, no one said bye.
Okay, now you can cut the recording, Sierra.
You didn't cut the recording.
You should definitely cut the recording.
You didn't cut the recording.